Nation. You're powered by Schwann Cadillac.com. I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hennon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, or you can go to our website, whatsonyourmindradio.com, and that'll take you to our Facebook or our Twitter page. And also, another number you need to know, weigh in. You know, let your congresspeople know what your thoughts are on Obamacare. 202-224-3121. That's 202-224-3121.
John Thune, the senator from South Dakota, said, hey, the midnight deadline's coming. Why don't these folks get to work? Here's what he just said a moment ago here.
Time's a wasting. Midnight tonight is when this all happens. And so I think what he's trying to do is maximize pressure on the House, wait till the very last minute, send something back to the House, and force them to act. And, you know, I think in some respects the President and Democrats here in Congress would like to see a government shutdown. And so obviously we on the Republican side are trying to avoid that and to move this stuff in as timely a way as possible.
That's Senator John Thune, who's saying what a lot of us have said in the last hour. Hey, why are they waiting around? So if you are going to call, I think that's what I'd say. Hey, how about a vote? And do you like the idea of a one-year delay? Well, a lot of calls waiting from last hour. We're going to get those in here quickly and then welcome our guest and switch topics up a little bit. But we'll be back to this topic before the end of the hour for sure. Let's see. Pat in Bismarck's waited the longest here. Let's get you in. Pat, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Let me talk about the federal shutdown and Obamacare. Well, first of all, the federal shutdown is going to affect mainly, of course, all the federal employees who currently right now, their average salary is $78,500 a year. That's not counting any benefits. And, of course, Lois Lerner, she probably won't get her retirement check. So that may be a big issue with some people. Moving on to Obamacare, the problem with this thing rolling out is that the government normally doesn't roll back anything that they start. So to fix all the problems in Obamacare, they're most likely going to create more government agencies and bureaucracies to go ahead and manage all the problems of Obamacare. So government will continue to grow. What people need to do is they need to start calling Heidi Heitkamp's office and tell her to get on board with at least delaying this thing. Hoeven, of course, and Kramer are on board with this, and Heitkamp is not yet convinced. So people of North Dakota really need to start getting this moving if they want her to change her mind. But right now, she's not changing her mind.
Pat, thanks for the phone call. Let's get to Steve on I-94. What's on your mind today, Steve?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Good. We talked about this on Thursday. I think what they need to do is give them what they want. In other words, instead of a delay, just pass a bill that says we're going to implement Obamacare, all of it. No exceptions, no exemptions. Congress, the White House, the unions, Walmart. There's no employer mandate delay. Let's turn it on tomorrow. That's October 1. That's how you passed it. That, tragically, that will cripple the economy. But if that's what they want, and that's what that call their bluff. They've laid their cards on the table. They're saying, we want Obamacare, Heidi Heitkamp. It'll save, help millions of people. Yeah, millions of people become unemployed. But if she believes that, and it sounds like they do, or that's the scam they're pulling on the United States, then call their bluff. Again, you call it the all people are created equal amendment, and it's Obamacare 100%. It starts October 1st, as passed, as ratified by the Supreme Court, done deal. And if they don't take that, which they probably won't, then you've got the argument. Then it's not we're shutting down the government, we're delaying. It's the Democrats do not want to implement Obamacare as passed. That's
right.
Total changes the argument.
Thanks, Steve. Good strategy. A lot of folks thinking that way today. One last call before we go to our guests and switch topics here a bit for a while. Josiah in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate you taking my call. Thanks for promoting conservatism. Yeah, I'm one of the callers that will disagree with the last several calls that that think the Republicans should just let this play out, let Obamacare be implemented across the nation. I think that Republicans are displaying leadership. John Boehner's example this past year is perfect of that. I read an article recently by Jeffrey Lord that talked about Reagan's comment when he was president where He said, when we needed tigers, we had rabbits, or something like that. We had rabbits when we needed tigers, referring to the lack of Republican leadership.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah, great. Couldn't agree more.
A lot of interesting insight on this, and we appreciate hearing from you. That's why we ask the question every day, what's on your mind? Let's talk higher ed a little bit. We talked to Larry Scogan, who, of course, president of Bismarck State College and put in the post of acting chancellor. He's been upgraded now to interim chancellor, and will have that job for the next 20 months, so we wanted to check in with him after that promotion. Chancellor Scogan, nice to have you back. How are you?
Hey, Scott and Steve. How are you guys doing?
Good, Larry. So what is interim chancellor now?
Well, it's different from acting chancellor. Acting chancellor was an appointment that was in the middle of the crises when my predecessor was invited to leave, and of course you needed to have somebody that was manning the shop day to day, and so they created this acting chancellor and appointed me to that position, and then now the interim chancellor will take the system through the next legislative session. There's a lot going on this year, of course, as we get ready for that next session. And so then there will be a permanent chancellor. I suppose that, depending on how the vote goes in November, then the board can start a search for a permanent chancellor of the system that would take over probably 1 July, looks to me right now. So that's what it is. It's sort of minding the shop for 20 months.
What's job one, Larry? What is now that you got a little more runway in front of you and know that you have this post for a longer time, what's your top priority?
Yeah, I like the statement there, a little runway in front of me. I'm an Air Force guy, retired Air Force, so I can relate to that because I did have a pretty short runway before, but now it has, I do have more runway ahead of me. And now, the board has asked me to come up with some goals to carry out over this next 20 months. It's a very set time. Usually when you hire somebody to this position, they may be here, Chancellor Goetz, for example, was here for 5 years and so had a lot of time to work on a number of issues. But so the board is asking me to come up by November 21st with, 4 or 5 goals that I want to see accomplished this year. And I will be working with the senior staff and the institutions as we develop those, because obviously those will be system-wide kind of goals. But if I can, at the 50,000-foot level, I think what's really important right now and clearly is going to be on my mind over this next 20 months, and that's a matter of communications. There's been so much noise here over the last year, and that noise got louder and louder and louder. And there's so much to talk about that's going on that's good at our institutions. And we need to get the conversation going about the future of higher education in the state of North Dakota, about the value of the institutions, about the economic engine that the institutions that function that they perform for the whole state of North Dakota. Every businessman, every industry person that I talk to in the state of North Dakota needs good, educated, well-trained employees. And they're looking to the institutions to get that done. And we need to get that conversation back to that. We had a meeting, I think it's a month ago, or maybe even longer ago, with the state board of, with the state chamber. And it was a wonderful conversation. It was held here at the Bank of North Dakota. We had business and industry represented there. And it was the most positive conversation that has occurred in the state about higher ed over the past year, about how they needed people and how they were looking towards the institution to provide those folks to them. So it was a real positive conversation. And so what we really need to do is get that communications going. Let's talk about all the great things that are happening at NDSU. Let's talk about all the great things at UND, all the great things that are going on in Bismarck State, all the wonderful things going on at Minot State, and the list just goes on and on. And so what my main objective, other than those 4 or 5 goals that I said I have to work out, and I'll work out with the other folks in the system, but my main goal is to get that conversation about students, about student outcomes, about student learning, and about what the state needs relative to the needs of an educated population. That's the conversation that I want to have.
And Dr. Scogin, we're coming up on the break. I'm going to ask you a question. You mentioned the vote. First of all, if the vote goes that there is a continued Board of Higher Education, would you like to have the opportunity to be the chancellor of that system moving forward after this interim role comes off? And second of all, if there isn't, would you like to be part of that three-board panel? I'll let you answer after the break. When we come back, if you have any questions or comments for Dr. Larry Scogin, acting or interim chancellor for North Dakota Board of Higher Education, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. I'm Steve Bacher with Scott Hennen, powered by SchwannCadillac.com. This is What's on Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennen. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product really excites me. You talk to folks who work at losing weight, body's literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins, and then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. Start taking them and lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. Flagfamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. FlagFamily.com, Youngevity link.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, metal's value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
With Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hannon, 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. We're chatting with Larry Scogin, who has the new title now of Interim Chancellor of the North Dakota University System. He'll be in that post for the next 20 months, so we're talking higher ed here. In between our interesting strategic advice from the What's on Your Mind audience all across the Northern Plains on what they'd like to see happen in this showdown over the shutdown. And Obamacare, and welcome more of your calls, questions, and comments on that as we go throughout the program. Also, I'm going to chat with the folks from the NRA that represent the Dakotas on what it means that John Kerry, the Secretary of State, has signed the UN Gun Treaty. What does that mean? We're going to talk about that coming up as well. Steve, I guess balls in Larry's court to answer a couple of your questions on...
Yeah, you're in
20 months.
Yeah, you're in. Yeah, right. What's after the 20 months?
Yeah, Steve, to answer your question, I have been very clear in my conversations from the very beginning of applying for this position, and I've been very clear with the folks here at Bismarck State. My long-term goal is that in June of 2015, I will be back here in the saddle at Bismarck State College as the president of this great institution and moving forward with a wonderful team that I've got here. So that's my long-term goal. So that answers both of your questions, I believe.
Yes, it does.
Now,
thanks, Steve.
But some could say, okay, well, that means that nothing will happen, right? Because then you've got to wait out until this vote happens, until the reform. But I think we know you better than that, Larry. Yeah. You're not going to be a placeholder, right? So what, work will go on and rolling up the sleeves and taking some direction from the Board of Higher Ed and citizens and continuing to work, right?
Well, absolutely. I mean, we've got a lot of work to do as we, again, repeating what I said earlier, you know, we've got a legislative session coming up in January of 2015. There's a lot of work that goes on within the system and among the institutions as we get ready to do that. We can't be placeholding. There's a lot of things we've got to do, as well as there's a lot of things going on based on what the last legislative session did. Last legislative session, for example, mandated a system-wide master plan for capital planning. And so we're beginning our work on that. They established a number of pools of money, for example, performance funding for institutions. And how are we going to distribute that? And what are the performance measures we're going to work on for that? So there's some issues about compliance. We need to make sure that the institutions are in compliance with state board policies. And so there's a whole lot of work. So we're going to be working very, very hard. We're rolling up our sleeves, and we're going to work really hard. Now, to use your term again, with a longer runway in front of me, now I can really start addressing some of these issues that need to be addressed. You know, in the last 90 days, we've addressed those things that we could address that I knew that an interim chancellor may want to do something differently. And so there were some things that we didn't start addressing yet. But now that we know who the interim chancellor is going to be, we can start addressing those issues. And we're going to work very hard over the next 20 months.
You said that you want to put the emphasis on students, saying, quote,
yep,
we sometimes lose track of the fact that we have the students and we're doing this for them. They are the most important stakeholder. We have to keep that in focus. How do you do that? How will you do that differently than your predecessors in this position have? What will bring it back to the students?
Well, number one is to have that conversation always, to put that in the very center of our conversation. Whatever we're doing in the university system, whatever we're doing at an institution, we've got to begin that conversation with how does this benefit the student? And if we can't answer that question, then we shouldn't be doing that. Every conversation we have has to be to the benefit of the student. A big issue is affordability. We've got to figure out how to make education more affordable to students. We've got to work on that. More and more, higher education is moving towards definable student outcomes. What do you want students to learn as they're going through these programs? And we're having those conversations with business and industry every day, I know, with the institutions. And we've got to elevate that conversation into the system so that everybody understands that's what we're talking about. So our student, and when I say student, by the way, we've got a number of different categories of students in our system. We have our credit student. That's a student that's going for a degree. We have our non-credit student. They're coming to us to pick up particular skills. They're working with the institutions in a number of ways to get the skills that their business wants. And so we're working with those students. We have the traditional students, you know, the 18, 19-year-old student straight out of high school that comes to the institutions and is going to work towards a degree. And then we call them older than average. And actually, our average is shifting so much that it's basically a sort of a non-traditional student. And that's the person that's coming back to us. We've got an incredibly vibrant economy, as you guys know. And there are folks that are coming back to us in their 30s and their 40s, and they're saying, you know, I need to retool myself. and so that I can participate in this very vibrant economy. And so all of those people, all those different cohorts are the students that we need to be focused on as we do everything that we do within the university system. And I'm exceedingly proud of what our institutions have been doing. You know, I mentioned all this noise and trying to get our communications of, you know, through that noise. It hasn't been very successful this past year. But if you go to every one of the institutions and you go to the communities that those institutions are part of and you talk to those folks, they know what's been going on at their institutions, and they're very proud of them as well. And so we just need to make sure that that's the conversation we're having and that our student is always the focus of those conversations.
You know, when you go back to the students and we look at the retooling, Bismarck State is a great example. What's going on at UND with the Harold Hamm engineering program, the petroleum engineering program getting retooled. You're looking at a very diversified portfolio over a very quick period of time. How do you keep the rates down for the students that are going back into some of those programs? Because you mentioned the non-traditional students, we've really grown quickly from a higher education standpoint. There's a lot of bases to cover. And when you have to cover a lot of bases, costs go up. How do you keep those down? Because you mentioned it, first and foremost, you got to keep the rates down for students. North Dakota students are paying a lot of money to go to school.
They are. And, you know, this is one of the things. This is certainly going to be on my agenda, and I know it's on the board agenda, as we move forward into the next legislative session. And we have to have this full conversation about the about how do we keep tuition down, how do we keep fees down, how do we ensure, you know, there's the strategic plan, if you will, for higher education in the state is that there's a student share and that there's a state share. And the state picks up X percent, depending on the type of institution they're going to. The state picks up X percent and the student picks up Y percent of that. And together you have a total cost. We have to take a look at that. And we have been looking at that very carefully as to what do we do with these. There's what's called mandatory fees and then there's non-mandatory fees. You know, there is no elevator speech for how higher ed is funded. And so we have to have conversations about how we're going to put all of these various costs together and make it more affordable for the student. We've got to work on this. You know, we've got to be working with our business partners. In some cases, we have, I know, NDSCS in Wahpeton, and they've been doing a marvelous job of working on getting scholarships to their folks.
Well,
we
look forward to be part of that conversation. Up against the clock now, we'll certainly have you back. Chancellor Scogin, great to chat with you. Thanks a bunch.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
A premier Minnesota resort, Chase Summer Lake, nestled on the shores of Leech Lake in the heart of downtown Walker, Minnesota, has a great deal for all of September and October. 888-CHASE-06 is the hotline. To book your deal, use the promo code SCOTT, or you can go online at chasesonthelake.com and type in SCOTT. You'll find the great deal, Chase on the Lake, shores of Leech Lake. Now, that's the good deal to get you there. Once you get there, that's the really good deal. That's the great deal because you'll enjoy all the amenities of this premier Minnesota resort. But most importantly, you'll relax. How can you not relax when you look at that view, Leech Lake, when you walk the unique shops and all the fun spots downtown Walker, Minnesota, when you take in all the amenities, the Comprador Veda Spa, the 502 Bar and Restaurant. Chase on the Lake's a wonderful place to relax, and this is a great deal. Any Sunday through Thursday in September, October, buy one night, get a second night free in a condo. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 888-CHASE-06 today. Tell them Scott sent you.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved Fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new Fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new Fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter Fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
What's in your mind? Powered by SchwannCadillac.com. I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hennon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. And one of the things that passed under the radar, John Kerry and the little piece of paperwork that he signed with the UN. And I look at it as an affront to the U.S. Constitution. The UN has absolutely no responsibility to uphold the U.S. Constitution. I think that's a huge problem when dealing with the United Nations. And then they want us to be the police force for the entire country. What I'm looking at here is from a gun standpoint, from a Second Amendment standpoint, there's a huge opportunity to erode what we've got in the United States from a constitutional standpoint. And joining us now, Clayton Peterson, North Dakota and South Dakota State Representative for the NRA. Clay, welcome to the program.
Hey, good to be here, Steve.
Nice to have you back again.
I want to start at the basics, if we can, Steve, just to have, for folks that, as you say, maybe miss this because of everything else going on. What is the UN Treaty on Arms Regulation?
Well, pretty much what they have said is they're going to regulate all small arms across, you know, international borders everywhere. The biggest problem with that is it's going to infringe on our sovereignty. Small arms is not defined. That's a huge problem. You know, like anything coming out of UN or big conglomerates like that, bureaucracies, when things aren't defined, that leaves them open for interpretation. And the problem we have here is we are the only country that has a fundamental right given to us, not by government. This was granted to us by our maker, and to have the Second Amendment. And that's a huge contradiction between what they want at the UN and what we have here in the United States.
Now, by him signing treaty, nothing at this point is enforceable until the Senate ratifies it, right?
Well, yeah, correct. Basically, all treaties have to be ratified by the Senate. Then they have to go to the states for ratification by the state legislatures. And, you know, it's more than just that process out of the Senate. And there's got, you know, right now, there is no hope for it to be ratified in the Senate. The problem that we have with it is, will this administration then go forth and outside of our borders restrict it on international imports? And we don't know. You know, there's so many unknowns in this, and that's the biggest problem probably with it right now.
And that's the biggest thing I saw popping up is the fact that now we're going to limit the opportunity to get firearms into this country because that's where they can go and end game this. We're not going to have those opportunities to import the weapons that people would like.
Well, yeah, I mean, it could cover things like ammunition, small arms being like Beretta. Beretta is a huge import. I mean, those things are all made overseas. You have companies like Taurus down in Brazil. So what's going to happen? Are these going to be allowed in? Are they not? Are they going to be hung up like we have, like right now what we're seeing in South Korea? We had a ton of M1 Garands over there. They're our guns. They're huge in competition. 30-06 semi-auto was a great service firearm. Can't get them into the country right now. So, you know, is that going to apply to that? We don't know.
So the main worry here then, Clayton, is not so much that the Senate will ratify it because there's enough senators on record saying they won't go for it, but what the impacts will be outside of the United States then.
Well, correct. And you know, I'm not afraid to say it. This administration is blatantly anti-gun. They have been since day one. Obama's record states it every day when you go look at his record in the Senate. And that's kind of the biggest thing. How is this going to be implicated in his administration internationally? And that's probably a bigger issue. Plus, the UN treaty actually sets up a gun registry, you know, de facto. And, of course, we've already made that illegal. That can't happen here. And, you know, that is in complete direct violation of what we have here in the United States.
If you'd like to weigh in on the UN Treaty 701, or if you have any questions for Clayton Peterson, North and South Dakota representative for the NRA, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Clay, I want you to read the Second Amendment for our listeners, verbatim. I know you got it memorized, but I'll let you read out of the book.
Okay, well, it's 27 words, that are probably the most 27 words that are probably the most important. Well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. It's straightforward. It's clear. There's nothing to be read into it. You know, we always hear the politicians and the pundits going out, well, what is a militia? Militia, by definition, is the people. So it's pretty clear what was intended there.
You mentioned this gun registry. Talk about what's in the treaty as far as a gun registry. There's a section called the Arms Trade Treaty that encourages members to maintain records of conventional arms covered under Article 2. What are they talking about here?
Well, they basically anything that bought, sold, traded, imported, exported, they want them to keep a record of that for 10 years. And essentially, that could be trickled all the way down to you or me when we go in and buy something. And again, that's illegal in the United States. So what it would, you know, it wouldn't be per se, I'm going to walk up, tell you that I bought this, you know, 1911 Taurus, no. But it would be, because somewhere from a gun company standpoint, they're going to be regulating that. And that's going to set up basically a registration.
And beyond
okay,
that.
And just to finish on this, Steve, sorry. So what teeth is there in that? That's in the treaty he signed. It's not been ratified by the Senate. You know, does anybody have to comply with it?
Well, that's the unknown. You know, who's gonna enforce it, and who's gonna make sure it happens? We don't know. I mean, it would just, like I said, there's so many unknowns in this that could be interpreted one way or the other, and it's really gonna come down to how is this administration gonna move forward with it. You know, my opinion is they're gonna do all they can to make sure it happens. Is it illegal? Yes, but that hasn't stopped this administration yet from doing things illegally.
And the trickle down on this is not only just sales, but that would also infringe if my grandfather or my father passed a gun down to me. How do you keep those records? Or should you keep those records? You're not.
Nobody does. You know, I've got several right now that came from my grandfather, and I can tell you right now, they don't exist.
Nor should they, Clay. You know, when you start talking from this treaty standpoint, and it flew so far under the radar this past week because of everything that's going on in the government with the shutdown, and the farm bill is falling under the that's falling through the cracks as well. From an American rights standpoint, and we've got an administration that is forgotten about American citizens' rights and going into a global world view, more concerned about the global view than the domestic view. From a citizen standpoint, how important is it to stand up and pay attention to this?
Oh, I think it's very important. Of course, you know, look at our elections, how many people actually participate, and that's why it got under the radar like you're talking about. But I think people, it's time. They got to stand up. They got to take a notice of this kind of thing happening. And just like you guys were earlier talking about the Obamacare bill passed through. It was rammed through by a majority of Democrats and, of course, went through in the middle of the night. Well, kind of the same thing here. They did it when it was probably the lowest time for attention. Kerry signed it. Media didn't report much on it, and they just kind of let it slide. And people need to actually don't depend on media. Don't depend on your normal outlets. Go research this yourself. Look it up. All the information's out there. And stay informed on your own, because that's the only way you're going to get the information is if you do it on your own.
And if anybody researches this treaty, they'll probably get some chills. Here's one of my favorites. So, one news report. The treaty calls for potential arms deals to be evaluated on whether the buyer would be able to carry out crimes against humanity or other war crimes, including genocide. It also prohibits the export of conventional arms if they can be used in attacks on civilians or civilian buildings such as schools and hospitals.
Oh, yeah, yeah, and I think we all know what that means. Anything could be.
Yeah, right, anything could be. Anything could be, and, never mind the person behind the trigger, right, that we ought to worry about, but it's, if that could be used, I mean, if that's the bar that, hey, you can use this gun on a civilian or civilian building, such as schools and hospitals, talk about interpretation.
Very vague.
And a windfall here.
I mean, they could use that to apply and come in and say, hey, you guys have, let's say in a horrible scenario, this thing gets ratified. Well, now you're going to have a governing body called the UN, which is nothing more than something that we, without our funding, it don't exist, by a bunch of other countries that don't share our views and rights and have our constitutional rights that we have as citizens. They're going to come in and say, hey, look at here. You guys may be able to use this, or you might be thinking it, and they're going to take it away, or they're going to try to, and you probably see the little blue helmets come in, because I don't think you're going to see it happen from our own local law enforcement.
And then you're looking at an agency in the UN that policies dictated from these other countries, like you mentioned. Look what just happened with Syria and Russia, where we wanted to move forward with some restrictions, get something done, and there was grandstanding politically that was taking place. That happens all too often in the UN, but we're the ones that are funding it, and that's the key that you struck there. Without us financially supporting the UN, it doesn't exist.
It don't exist. Without the United States funding, UN don't exist. And another thing, if anyone's ever been to the UN, what do they have a big statue of in front of their building? It's a handgun with a knot tied in the barrel. And they're proud of that. That was like a huge thing when they put that there. That tells you where they stand on firearms as a governing body.
50 countries would need to ratify this treaty for it to enter into force. Only six have so far. And the likelihood, obviously, of it being approved by the U.S. Senate is slim. It would take two-thirds of the 100 lawmakers in the Senate to win ratification. I think enough are on record as saying it won't happen. But probably more than anything, we can remove any debate about whether this administration is, pro-Second Amendment or not, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm not afraid to say it. They are not pro-Second Amendment. I don't care what he says. His actions speak louder. And every turn we come, every time something happens or anything that dealing with firearms, this administration and Obama in particular, they want to infringe on your rights. And for him to not say that, for him to come out and say he supports the Second Amendment, I'll call him a liar, because he flat out is a liar.
When you start talking to the UN and after Kerry's signature on that page, the scariest part to me is even if our Congress does not ratify this, there's still a possibility that we would have to follow UN dictate if we have an administration that chooses to do that. And that's the scary part to me.
Yeah, the scary part is, like I said, they're not going to be able to do much within our borders without ratification. But the things that they will apply administratively in policy, that's where it could affect us. And it could be something as simple as ammunition. Wolf ammunition comes out of Russia. Will we be able to get it? We don't know. Is that something that could be interpreted upon this treaty, and then the administration says, that hasn't been ratified, but we did sign it. So here's our executive order that's going to go ahead and govern us at least until the end of his term. And that's a huge problem, and it's a huge unknown, and we don't know how it's going to pan out.
Clay, how does somebody contact, who do you contact to try to get your voice heard on this? I mean, is it through the NRA? Is it, how do you work around this?
Most importantly, contact your reps and senators. They're the ones that got their ear down, right on this thing. They're the ones voting. And, yeah, you can go to NRAHQ.org and look up anything. That's the easiest way to get in touch with NRA.
Clayton Peterson from the NRA, thanks for joining us. It's What's in Your Mind. I'm Steve Bachman with Scott Hannon.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
There's a lot of big equipment all throughout the Bakken. It costs a lot of money. Big rigs that are expensive. And you know what? My friends at Legacy Steel Buildings would like to help you protect those assets. The closer you look at Legacy Steel, the better they look, because they're the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. If you think that's just talk, call them for a free price quote, and you'll find out why thousands of folks, when they need everything from a trucking warehouse to a garage workshop, airplane hangar, a church, warehouse, horse barn, arenas, anything, any kind of building, place of worship, classroom building, police station, they call Legacy Steel Buildings and they ask for Bach and Bruce. Tell them Scott sent you. And when you do, congratulate them for being the North Dakota Exporter of the Year. The North Dakota Exporter of the Year, because they're doing business in 100 countries around the world, and they're doing it well from the great state of North Dakota. Bach and Bruce, 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you. Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio, get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and of course local shuttle service too, so it's a great way to go. South of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio, get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Let Emergency Essentials help you prepare with our Mountain House Super Sale. Right now, get 40% off every can. Mountain House freeze-dried food is the premier solution for your long-term storage. Delicious flavors, easy preparation, and scientifically proven shelf life of 25-plus years. This month only, save 40% on more than 20 Mountain House varieties. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages. Now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
Chilly, especially out west today. Yeah, I'm looking at some 50s. Looks like Miles City, Montana's got the prize for the coolest spot, 50 degrees in our listening audience. We creep up into the upper 50s in the oil patch, 57 in Williston, Tioga, and Stanley, 59 in Minot, Bismarck, 54. A little into the 60s as we get east. Valley City, 63, Wahpeton, 63. And Fargo, 62 at this hour. All right, we kept Clayton because we had a couple of calls, questions come in on the gun treaty that John Kerry has signed. Clayton Peterson with us, who was the state representative for both North Dakota and South Dakota for the NRA. John and Minot, you had a comment you wanted to share with us?
For this to be ratified, there is no definite time period either. It can be ratified in any time, in you know, with an indefinite time period. Is that not correct?
That's very correct. Yeah, as long as it's been signed, yeah, now it can go to the Senate any time, and that's another good point to bring out, that just because it isn't ratified, it can be brought back any time during this during this Congress's session.
It can be ratified any time in the future too, can't it?
That's the way I understand it, yeah. When I read the Constitution and read through the articles, that's kind of the way I see it as well.
That's the way I understand it. It can be ratified 50 years down the road. and it'll still be in effect.
Yeah, it's not good that it was signed. I mean, yeah, we got some safeguards in there to probably prevent it from its implementation, but who's to say what happens, you know, when me and you are gone, what's going to happen? You know, this thing could probably come back.
Right. I agree with you.
Thanks, John.
You bet. Goodbye.
Mike in Logan County, question for Clayton. Go ahead, Mike. Are you there, Mike?
Yes. I have a question. If I understood this right with the person that was on here, is it illegal for them to have us register our guns? And then if it is, why, when we buy a new firearm of any type, it is registered not only locally but also federally?
Well, it's not a registration. There is no registration in the United States. That's always a misconception. When you fill out your 4473, that's for your background check through NICS. And each state, you know, was given the option back then to choose with their own kind of background system or use the federal NICS system, which is National Incident Background Check System. And those documents, by federal law, are supposed to be destroyed within, I believe, and I don't quote me on this, but I think it's within about 72 hours plus, something like that. I honestly don't know that off the top of my head, but it could be looked up easily. Now, the FFL dealer does retain a copy of that because he has to, but other than that, there is no registration.
Oh, okay. I see. I always thought once you bought a firearm, and I've bought several of them, and that would be in a government registry for forever.
Nope.
I guess I was misunderstood that. Thank you for
this
clarification.
It's supposed to not be. According to federal law, that would be illegal.
In theory. Mike, thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Larry in Williston.
Scott, Steve, it's Larry out of Williston. I think John Kerry is totally out of line. To me, that's treason, and the American people should have him removed from office. He had no right whatsoever to sign a treaty like that. And he is completely out of line with the American people, and he violated our Constitution. To me, he's committed treason. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Larry.
Yeah, I mean, he was doing it under the direction of the administration. And again, yeah, I think it violates all of our constitutional rights. It's an infringement upon us. And the only way to take care of that is, you know, the people have to call their elected representatives and hold them accountable. And the way you do that is you call. If they vote wrong, you vote them out. And that's how you do it.
One more comment here for Clayton Peterson, state representative for the NRA for North Dakota and South Dakota. Listener listening on AM 1100 The Flag, tell us an off-air call. Who told us first about his travels and where he listens, and then his comment on this topic.
Yeah, I'm just calling to show my support for the station. I listen all the way from north of Grand Forks out to by Bemidji, in a pretty wide area I can get you on. I was just listening to some stuff about the anti-gun stuff on one of the shows, and I thought it was worth mentioning that all of the gun owners in the Midwest, everybody owns a gun that they've gotten handed down from somebody, grandpa, father, whatever, that isn't registered, that nobody knows anything about. But I noticed that with all of these shootings, they're always guns that have been purchased. It's never a gun that somebody has had for a long time. It's always a freshly new purchased gun. And I'm wondering if that's not because none of these people grew up with guns in their homes. So they don't have respect for the weapon like a normal person that's growing up with a gun in his home. I just thought I'd put that out there. Thanks.
Clay, is it more of a culture issue?
I think it's more of a culture issue, you know, and we're speculating on lots of different things here. You know, we look at these people, too, that have had the problems. They've got some mental issues as well. And, you know, as we've been saying, we have to address those mental issues. And until that's done, but I don't entirely trust what some of the things have been put out there as far as how we direct that. You know, if I go, say I go in because I'm having depression and I'm talking to the psychiatrist because maybe there's been a death in the family. Is that now considered something that puts me at risk? I don't think it does. But, you know, some of them on the other side have went so far as if you talk to a psychiatrist, that needs to be in a registry, and now you're a risk. See, I don't support that. But we do need to come up with something that identifies people that would be at risk at this.
All right, very good. Clayton, thanks for the time today. Anything else you want to get in quickly?
We got a banquet coming up here this Friday, Williston, North Dakota. at the county fairgrounds, and we'd love to see you there. Doors open at 5:30.
I'm sure Larry will be there, and then 800-392-VOTE is the number to weigh in on this with the NRA.
Yep. Thank you much.
All right, folks, and the showdown on the shutdown continues. We'll talk about that tomorrow on the program. God bless you. Thanks for listening.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetlesbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99 with free shipping, delivered in a handy resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25 years. Pro Stores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear. Always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.